This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Who's back in rehab?
Get out of here.
And who's hitting who?
We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Cut the crap.
And it's brought to you each day by TJC Mortgage. You can call them at 776-8401 or visit them online, tjcmortgage.com. You talk, they listen at TJC Mortgage. The role of the coroner varies depending on state. It appears that the coroners in the state of North Carolina have the most power. They are peace officers. They have judicial powers. They can carry firearms. They can investigate calls of manner of death. They can conduct inquest, empower a jury. They can act as sheriff. They can even arrest the sheriff for calls. Boy, in North Carolina, the coroner is a powerful man.
Or woman.
Or woman. It is 2018. In a lot of states, you don't even have to have the medical background to be a coroner, done away. So indeed, you could run. Some states
looks
you do.
Dead to me.
Yeah, I mean, really, how often is it a coin flip? Just hold the mirror up there, right? If they fog the mirror, still living. All right, Rockstar, we got an update on this time traveler. And I don't think it's a local update.
No, this is the...
This is Birmingham?
This is another guy. Yeah, this is Birmingham, England.
Okay, Birmingham, Dunaway, not Birmingham.
Okay, gotcha.
A time traveler who believes he is from the year 6491, but got stuck in 2018 when his time machine broke down, has allegedly passed a lie detector test. Allegedly.
So his time machine is as reliable as Nick Saban's boat.
That is correct. It's the fuel. You may want to check the fuel pump. James Oliver's story was doubted, but paranormal experts say they were blown away when they put it to the test because the results showed he was telling the truth. Oliver claims he lives more than centuries in the future, but was sent back in time. Paranormal YouTube site Apex TV carried out an experiment, which I'm sure this was all on the up and up, which had bizarre results. He passed every question on the lie detector test. He says, your years are different than mine. Where I'm from, the years are longer. My planet is further away from the sun than yours is, so it takes longer to get around. But we have gifted mathematicians who work to calculate our years from those from other civilizations.
So he's not a time traveler. He's an alien. He's from a different...
He's both.
Both?
Yeah.
He has a Birmingham accent with a U.S. twang, but he claims he's from outer space.
Well, I saw his driver's license. Outer space.
Well, it does say he's from outer space. Describing life light years from now, he says more species and planets are discovered, Dunaway. That's why he's living on a different planet.
Well, good for us.
And that there are fights coming between humans and aliens, though he does warn about the aliens.
I don't want to be around for those.
Mr. Oliver also says there was, quote, a restriction as to what I can tell you, end of quote, about the future when asked about who the next U.S. presidents would be.
Yeah, like I don't want to blow my cover. Yeah, he's an alien with a British accent who speaks English.
Yeah, don't want to go on record for the U.S. presidents.
Well, just give me one.
Yeah, just name one. We'll just see. Tell us the next one, and if you get this one right,
I'm going to believe you.
Yeah. I don't get this story. VistaJet is the airline. They're offering private jet flights to well-heeled clients. And on Friday, they launched a new service offering Alice in Wonderland tea parties in flight for the children of the upper crust. The parties, along with other kids' packages with Spire movie star themes, start at $4,000 plus the minimum hourly fee of $12,000. To charter one of VistaJet's planes, according to Bloomberg. So, Rockstar, the way I read this story is it's not like a tea party while you're en route to, say, Disney or California or whatever. You get the plane to do it.
If you're just flying to, if it's a 10-hour flight, well, we got a little playroom we're going
to
have.
But the way I read it is people are just renting these flights just to do it on a plane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. I don't even know why.
Why would you do that?
I'm here to tell you, though, the rabbit hole on those planes, you don't want to go anywhere close to that.
Never see again.
Hit the wrong button.
Which one are we acting at today? Oh, God. We're doing Sully today, kids.
Somebody find me a river. Oh. For the duration of flight, children have the chance to play games and try themed crafts and activities tailored to their age and interest. From hosting their own Mad Hatter's Tea Party through to the Flamingo Croquet with Hedgehogs as Balls and the Contrawise game where everything is done back to front. That's what they do on the plane. Boy, it sounds like miserable flight for one thing.
It's miserable.
Miserable rock star. Some offbeat holidays that we celebrate in June. We do these the first of each month. You ready for these? Tell me if you are ready for June 7th, which is coming up this week, National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Fan?
Just put it in the Yeti cooler and go to the beach, man.
That's right.
I don't like things to be too chocolate. You know, I like milkshakes. I like the, it's called the black and white. You get a little chocolate, a little vanilla.
Scoop of vanilla.
And it sort of swirl. Lessens the chocolate a little bit. Yeah.
I'm not a big dark chocolate guy. Are you a dark chocolate guy?
No, I can't stand it at all.
I just like normal milk chocolate. June 10th, National Iced Tea Day.
Not a huge fan of iced tea.
Can't tell you the last time I had a glass of tea.
Yeah. But when I do drink
June,
it.
June, not your month so far,
June. I don't drink sweet tea. I drink unsweet tea.
I do too. I use artificial sweetener.
I will tell you, today is National Moonshine Day.
Do you drink moonshine?
I've had a swig.
Have you ever seen a still? You grew up in the mud hole.
I don't think I have.
June 16th, National Hollering Contest Day. I'll pass on that one. First two I was okay with.
That usually happens after National Moonshine
Probably. Day. June 18th, International Panic Day. June 19th, National Kissing Day. Let's hope it's a weekend so we're not all in here together. And June 21st, a day you used to celebrate more than you now do, Dunaway National Selfie Day. You've dialed back the selfies. You still do some.
Posted one yesterday, Brown.
Okay. Maybe don't dial it back as much as I thought.
On the golf course. Because I bought a hat.
Oh, let me see it.
That I really liked.
Yeah?
Why did you get feedback?
Yeah. Did anybody respond and say, good looking hat, Jim?
Nobody noticed the hat, but it was a golf hat, but it had the California State flag logo on it.
Right.
And I was pretty pumped up about it, so I took a shot yesterday.
Let me see that.
Make fun of his clubs. Does he show his clubs?
The clubs are spot on.
His brand new clubs. I gave him some advice on that. That is a good looking hat. Callaway?
Yep.
Hey, this guy is catching a lot of heat. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things, especially when it comes to eating. Now, according to Gordon Ramsay, pineapple has no place on pizza. I don't know where you guys stand on that. I like pineapple on pizza.
I am okay with it.
Yeah. Rockstar, you're a no?
No.
As a matter of fact, pineapple.
Talking to the guy that eats cheese pizza.
True. Pineapple, ham, and jalapenos.
Yeah,
that's the way to go.
Slice, our sponsor.
Yeah.
Down at Slice Pizza, that's the spicy Hawaiian.
Spicy Hawaiian. Cereal goes into the bowl before you add the milk. I don't know who would pour milk then cereal. Nobody does that, right?
Oh, Lance gets a whole fresh.
Yeah, I know he does that, but everybody pours the cereal first.
Yeah, but the second round, I pour cereal into milk.
Yeah, you've already got the milk in there. Lance goes
I reload.
Lance goes fresh milk. We never have. String cheese should always be peeled, never bitten. I don't eat a lot of string cheese, so I don't know. Apparently, though, this guy never got the memo about Kit Kats. On Thursday, a Twitter user by the name Burdenator posted a video or photo of her boyfriend eating a Kit Kat. Now, if I give you a Kit Kat, how do you eat the Kit Kat?
I break it individually.
Rockstar?
Same thing.
Laurel? Okay, so everybody on this show agrees you break it off.
Especially if it's a big cat. That's legit.
Oh, man. Those things, they can be hard to eat, though. They're almost too big. He was taking the Kit Kat and eating it like a candy bar. And, of course, Twitter, a lot of people are bored in life, went crazy. Including CNN's Jake Tapper, who told her to break up with him at once. Others ask how he ate other foods, like does he eat a banana sideways?
That's great. Harmonica.
Eat a banana like a harmonica? Does he take the shell off a pistachio before eating it, and does he eat M&M's with a spoon?
Wait a second. Who doesn't take a shell off of a pistachio?
Well, I think people are overstating it, right? That, well, you would take a shell off a pistachio. You should break these in half. I mean, I don't know any other way you could eat a pistachio than take the shell off.
Yeah.
Finally, as we wrap up Trash on the Table, Billboard.com is giving you the 10 best catchy songs of all time. You tell me if you agree. My wife calls these earworms. They get
you're saying like the ones that you leave you singing all day. You can't get out of your head.
Under Pressure, Queen and David Bowie.
Not a big fan.
Or Ice Ice. Oh, you don't like that song.
I don't.
I like Under Pressure. Do you like Ice Ice Baby?
Neither one.
Okay. Same song, basically, as the lawsuits will tell you. Number 9, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
It can stay in your head, not a fan.
Yeah. Number 8, Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Do you like that song?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes.
Number 7, The Twist by Chubby Checker. Boy, these are old songs.
No.
Number 6, I'm not asking if you like them. I'm just saying they're earworms.
No, saying.
Number 6, She Loves You by the Beatles. How does that one go, Rockstar?
She loves you, yeah.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I hate that song. Number 5, Stop in the Name of Love by the Supremes. Number 4, ABC by the Jackson 5. That one does get stuck in your head.
ABC.
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Do re mi.
Number three, Dancing Queen by ABBA. Number two, Beat It by Michael Jackson.
I would not have put, of all the Michael Jackson tunes, I would not say
one.
Beat It is the most earworm.
No. And number one, I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. Ugh. The current one right now is, I can't even remember the group that does it, but my youngest one loves singing it, The Middle. Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Why don't you not to the center, left of the...
I agree. That one does stick in your
That's
head.
That's an earworm.
Yep.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.